own a vacation rental, if it's not listed on Booking.com, it's invisible to millions of travelers on our platform. Don't let your vacation rental be invisible. Get seen, get booked. On Booking.com, Booking.yeah.
Good evening. The Clinton administration is calling for an emergency session of the United Nations Security Council after two civilian aircraft were shot down by Cuba yesterday. The aircraft were part of a routine private search and rescue operation in the Florida Straits. Their downing is putting more pressure on the president to get tough with Fidel Castro. Art Rascon reports.
Down with Castro, the cry from Cuban Americans. It was the 1800 mission for Brothers to the Rescue, a group that helps refugees fleeing Cuba.
I want to show you here in the map approximately where this occurred.
The group insists it was flying outside Cuban airspace when its planes were shot down. Jose Basulto was in a third plane that was not attacked.
We saw a MiG, perhaps two, cross diagonally across our windshield in front of our aircraft. Like in a dive or on an attack mode.
The group has been warned repeatedly by Cuba to stay out of its airspace, a 12-mile buffer zone around the island. According to senior administration officials and audio tapes from the planes, the timeline of events went like this. Just after 1 o'clock yesterday, three planes belonging to Brothers to the Rescue leave Miami. At 2:57, the planes begin to cross the 24th parallel. They are warned by Cuba to stay away. Minutes later, MiG fighters leave Cuba. At 3:22, one of the Brothers to the Rescue planes flies 2 miles into Cuban airspace. Cuban fighter pilots ignore that plane, and 2 minutes later shoot down one in international waters. Soon after, a Cuban fighter pilot shoots down another plane, this one 14 miles outside Cuban airspace. The plume of smoke could be seen from a nearby cruise ship where several people witnessed the attack.
There was the fire coming out of the sky, rolling and dung, and it just hit the water and it started blazing there.
In Cuba, a different spin on what happened. Cuban authorities insist all planes were violating their airspace. The message from Cuba may be one of trying to teach the Cuban-American group a harsh lesson.
To bring out their MiG jets for this little Cessna plane, I think, is not just a message to Brothers to the Rescue, it's a message to the United States that this is still a military power.
But apparently, a military power without any regard for international law, which clearly states several options must be followed before any force is used. First and foremost, escorting the aircraft out of its airspace, something Cuban fighter pilots never tried to do. Art Rascon, CBS News, Miami.
The Cuban government said it sent a very clear message to the exile community with the downing of the aircraft. The Clinton administration sent a very clear message back to Cuba. What is not clear is what, if anything, President Clinton will do to respond.